Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Julio Camargo with your show, Let's Talk About It. We're back from our break, and we're happy to have Pam Rubin. We're talking about restorative justice here on your show, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. And just before the break, Pam, you mentioned some things that, well, the whole 25 minutes just went, you know, they flew by because I'm fascinated listening to all the amazing information that you have, all the, and in a way, almost shocking information, shocking in a way that shouldn't be shocking because we've known this all along. We've known that we've had this problem where we've systematically failed to address women's issues. It's more now, you know, out in the open. We're having more discussion. I think this radio show is a clear example of that. But there's so much work that needs to be done. And you just mentioned something very important before the break in how, and it almost sounds, it sounds like something that at least I personally see in the community where I'm from, and that is how very often we approach a community problem as an individual problem, as the women, you know, the questions being directed at the woman who's the victim of domestic violence as if she were responsible for what happened. And, and even in the same way to the male perpetrator, as if the sole responsibility rests on that person, rather than looking further away from that and looking at ourselves as a part of that problem, rather than finger pointing at one person only.
Right. Yeah, and I think this is hopeful conversation because community can really make a difference, but community has not been mobilized on this issue. And of course, the consequences of male violence toward women is very severe. And it also has multi-generation impacts, and it can include suicide, depression, anxiety, addiction, all sorts of physical ailments, and a lot of that research around the long-term consequences of this is actually coming out of California itself, saying that really our whole community is being dragged down by male violence against women over long periods of time. So in a way, it's a great opportunity for the community to step in and take responsibility and change things. And I think we can do that in a couple of ways. We can really shift our understanding away from an individual he said, she said debate. And instead, the community starts by believing abuse survivors who come forward asking for help. So we recognize that there's a lot of social barriers for women and youth and children to come forward and ask for help after abuse. Those barriers are so strong that really the majority of victims don't come forward. So when someone actually does, we need to start by believing them.
Yeah.
And then we ask them, okay, what do you need to feel a part of this community and feel supported? And you know what? In my experience, it's never about revenge. It's never about really punishment for the abuser, whom often they love. It's about safety. It's about having a safe and adequate housing. It's about having a job so she doesn't have to be economically dependent on the abuser or else live in poverty. It's really about giving her community support. And then, on the other hand, what does the perpetrator need? Well, the perpetrator usually doesn't need more punishment because they're usually coming from a trauma background themselves. So, you know, they really don't need more trauma from the justice system.
Yeah.
What they need is usually supportive counseling to help them change the behaviors and become a safe person.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.